This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, as we get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Talkers Magazine can be found at talkers.com, where you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. What are people talking about this week on the radio? The issue-oriented charts for the week of March 12th to the 16th. Top stories, top people. Michael's here. He's going to go through all of these changes, see what we can come up with. And I'm sure we will do as we usually do, Michael. We will stick to only what's on the page. We'll only talk about what's there that is obvious and is forthright. Okay. All right, now
who told you to do that?
I listen.
Who told you that we
reading
this? Is this a new rule? Did this come down from corporate? Did this come down from corporate?
For the bankrupt.
Is this a new memo?
Yes, it's a memo from the bankrupt courts.
Have we not been sticking to the page?
We're doing a fine job.
I thought the page
job.
Went on forever.
Uh-huh. It does go on
Let's
forever.
Let's go right. Well, here's what it says on my page.
Okay.
But these pages have a lot of spokes. This is a hub that has a lot of spokes. It goes in a lot of directions. At number 10, we have discussion about NFL free agency and NBA action sports. At number 9, Katy Perry's idol controversy. At number 8, the death of noted physicist Stephen Hawking. At number 7, the national school walkout. A lot of talk about that. At number 6, the Pennsylvania House race. At number 5, the poisoned Russian agent and UK-Russia relations. At number 4, the Stormy Daniels case. At number 3, the FBI Clinton investigation and McCabe status. At number 2, the Trump administration changes. And at number 1, Trump-Russia investigation. The people on the survey, at number 10, Katy Perry. Number 9, Stephen Hawking. At number 8, Connor Lamb and Rick Saccone. At number 7, Larry Kudlow and Gary Cohn. At number 6, Vladimir Putin and Sergei Skripal. At number 5, H.R. McMaster. At number 4, Jeff Sessions and Stormy Daniels. Not that they have a partnership or anything. They just are tied for number 4. Yes. Could you imagine? At number 3, Andrew McCabe and Hillary Clinton. At number 2, Rex Tillerson and Mike Pompeo. And number 1, guess who? Donald Trump.
Wow.
And, it's another week. Another crazy week.
Yes, it is. All right. So let's get to the sum and substance of what is really important. And that is Stormy Daniels and her dimples. What is there that we need to know about Stormy
Daniels?
Well,
you know, look, it comes down to this. It comes down to this. She says that she had an affair with him. He says she didn't. Now, who are you going to believe?
No, I want to know what the definition
a fake
of
blonde,
an affair
a fake
is.
Blonde. Are you going to believe a fake blonde with big boobs or Donald Trump?
No.
Or I told the joke wrong. I told the joke wrong. Oh my God! Did
you want to start over again?
The joke
again,
is
take two.
The joke is who are you going to? This is like going around the internet. Everybody's probably seen it. I can't believe I blew the joke. All right, I apologize, but here's the joke. I mean, there's nothing worse. I've been preparing all week to tell this, and I told it wrong. It's who are you going to believe? I can't remember how it goes now. Wait a second. Who are you going to believe? The fake blonde with big boobs or Stormy Daniels? There you go.
That was hard for that. I took you to tell it, actually.
I know. Am I entitled to one screw-up per year?
Yes, you are. Yeah. All right, let's start a new rumor. Let's start a rumor that Katy Perry is gay and she kissed this 19-year-old kid on American Idol just to sort of dissolve or dissuade people from thinking that she's gay. Think that you want to start that rumor? What do you think?
You think that we're starting it?
Well,
that's even worse than my Donald Trump joke.
Yeah. Well, no, actually
she kissed the guy.
She did kiss that.
First of all, she doesn't look like Katy Perry anymore. She looks like Miley Cyrus.
Miley? Her too?
Miley Cyrus. Doesn't she look different? Katy Perry
looks
different.
I have found her nothing but annoying her entire career. There's nothing about Katy Perry that I think is fun, attractive, interesting. How she got, you know, Lionel Richie and what's the name of the guy that sings the
Luke
song?
Bryan.
Luke Bryan, yeah. They're getting $3.5 million a piece. She's getting $25 million to be on that show. And what does she bring to it? And I don't know if I'm speaking from an age perspective, a male perspective, but I've found a lot of people like Kara, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington at the moment. I don't think you like Katy Perry either, do you? The millennials like her. Who likes her? What makes her worth this kind of dough?
I think there are plenty of people who like her. I think that there are plenty of people who are into trolling or sassiness or anything like that. They think that she's funny and entertaining. I like her music. I don't know if I would hang out with her or go to a bar with her, but I think that she's worth maybe $15 million or $10 million, probably not $25.
I think she's worth $12.3 million.
I wouldn't pay her $25 million. Granted, I don't have that kind of debt.
I'd pay her $25 million, but she's very difficult to deal with. Now, the truth of the matter is I think that Katy Perry came to popularity because she made some good records by the standards of today's tastes. She was right in the sweet spot. She made some really, really good records. She's a good performer. She has a good voice. And she was really good-looking. Now, I'm not saying she's not good-looking now, but she was good-looking in a more, shall we say, mainstream way. She's kind of messed with her look, and a lot of people are complaining about that. And let's face it, none of, here I go, this is going to be controversial, but none of today's talent singers and people out there, and I shouldn't say none, most of the big stars don't have lasting power. They run thin very quickly. They're not great performers. They're not great singers and interpreters. Most of the music today is produced by the producers, by the computers.
It's electronic, yeah.
It's very, very, very inorganic. And not only that, so are the visual presentations. Not only is the audio controlled by computers and producers, but the visual aspects of their talent. Even when you watch the Super Bowl halftime show, it's pyrotechnics and big, and you know, you don't. So the day of the great talent, the organic talent who comes out on stage and performs a song and knocks you out, that day seems to be not today. And so Katy Perry just is kind of plastic at this point.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Yeah. Artificial.
Yeah.
Made up. And,
right.
And she ought to be thankful, whatever where her star or stars have brought her, it's a lucky star, I think, when you compare the sort of talent that people, raw talent that people used to have. And it's maybe the same thing can be said about the movie stars of today. You look at all the CGI. I went to see, I love to go to the movies, as you know, like you love popular sports events. I love going to the movies. Mm-hmm. And I went to see A Wrinkle in Time.
How was it?
Which is a very good movie. It speaks to my spiritual values, frankly, and that was one of the things I wondered about when I saw it. Is it a great movie? No. Is it nicely done? Yeah. The special effects are very good, very creative. Did they make the movie? Well, the movie wouldn't be the same if it was just shot on a lot. But the message, sometimes what happens, Michael, as you know, the message gets lost in the medium. People go to see a movie and they see lots of the back stuff and they don't pay attention to
well,
a song, the lyrics of the song versus the...
Making a very good point. And that is the key to the situation today with entertainment. There's more interest in the gadgetry than there is in the organic talent.
Right.
And, computer-generated graphics and computer... I mean, look, a person could sing and not sing well anymore, and the producers can make it pitch perfect. You and I could sing and sound, you know, like Perry Como. They are able... Well, he had a beautiful voice. It's a producer's game today, and that has changed things. Now, I have to say, the producers are artists. I mean, these guys and gals who are running the controls and making these computer-generated movies and all that, they are really talented people. What's got to happen, though, is that the substance of it has to catch back up to the sizzle. And we're at a point now where that hasn't happened. It will happen. And there'll be movies and there'll be records made where people with real performing talent, with real acting ability, with real great lyrics, real great storylines, and great technical prowess. And then we're going to enter a golden age of entertainment. We're not there yet.
Wow, that's pretty good. I'm happy to hear that. Give me something to look forward to.
Well, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does. Nicely put. It's 16 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I've been on the radio for a long time, and even though you can't really see me, you're listening to me talking now using my smile, my white smile. Michael has seen me. He knows how important it is for me to have a super white, for everybody. You want to have a good smile. Everybody wants to have a good smile. If you drink coffee or tea or red wine or you smoke and you got stains on your teeth, there's a way of getting rid of that problem, getting rid of the stain without using whitening strips. The actual thing now with me is my gums are sensitive, so I wouldn't want to use that stuff on my gums anyway. Plus the fact it takes about a half an hour or more to get the whitening strips to work. Now, in 5 minutes, you have the solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs will work in 5 minutes. No mess, no fuss, no trays, no strips. Power Swabs clinically has been studied, uses a patented natural tooth detergent. The whitening agent lightens your teeth in 5 minutes. So you snap, you swab, and you smile. The coffee, the tea, the smoking stains, all that stuff will start to disappear. You do it once a week. And you'll find that without a long period of time, you'll be back to the best-looking natural teeth. And you can use these on caps and veneers as well. Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797. Give me that number again. 800-208-1797. And when you tell them that you heard it, actually, just use the code DJV. That'll get you 50% off the retail price, all right? Code DJV for Power Swabs. Whiten those teeth. 800-208-1797.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hi.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, as we work our way through the world of talk radio, I want to say hi to Pat Bueller, who is listening in Cocoa Beach, Florida, to WMEO, which has been carrying this program, Michael, for about 20 years, which is not a bad thing. I think he's been carrying it down there. John Harper runs the station for pretty much as long as we've been doing it. He's one of the loyal followers of fashion, and gets a lot. Every once in a while, I have used him. When you weren't available, I've had him come on and talk about some of the issues from his perspective. And that's really an important part of this, to get perspective from people who are running radio stations or listening to the individual stations. There are a lot of people who come in different parts of the country, different circumstances, so they may not agree with some of the things that are said on some of these radio programs. And that brings me around to something that I wanted to ask you, and you as the expert on talk radio in our country, what does it take to be successful? Do you really have to, these days, agree with a host, agree with the premise, agree with what is on the air in order for the program to be considered successful? What makes a program and a host successful?
A program and a host are successful if they engage an audience. Engage is a word that means connect with. They could love it or hate it, as long as they love or hate it in a way that they want to be engaged. Disinterest is the enemy of success. If they're not interested, then there's a problem. But if they're engaged, the hardest thing in today's era of noise, there's so much noise out there. There's so many channels, so many people squawking. And social media, people think they're stars. You know, they have their own audiences.
Right.
So to make it in the mass media, the public media, commercial media, you have to be engaging. There's no filler. There's no mailing it in. You have to be engaging. Part of that is entertaining. Part of it is informing. Part of it is stimulating. Part of it is keeping people company. A lot of it is X factor. You can't really explain what it is that makes relationships pop, but you can't be blasé or lackadaisical. You have to engage people, and that's the key to success. And you have to develop a critical mass of listeners, meaning you have to have enough people listening, and they have to be engaged enough so that you can move them to action, and the action is to sell products. I have to say, if you can't sell products, if you don't have the kind of loyalty factor and numbers to get people to go to restaurants, to buy products, to do things, whatever, to have influence, then you can't be successful.
It really is an engagement. You have to, unlike any other format in radio and even maybe television, this is a personal engagement. You're listening to a person talk about something that may be important, hopefully is important to you, and you have a thought mm-hmm. about it, or you want to listen to hear more about it. You won't find that in music radio, especially today. You and I grew up in that era, and we were the people that were presenting the messages to people listening to those shows about music. And that's kind of a lost art now. And I think one of the reasons that news talk format still sort of controls or is the most popular of all the formats is because you can engage. There's a person, there's a touch.
Exactly. There's no engagement anymore in music radio.
No.
For the most part, music radio, and the music is not that engaging. We were engaged. We were listening to the artists. We're listening to the message. We're listening to the fashion statements. And we're listening to the DJs.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
You said we were engaged, and I didn't remember that night. I forgot about that night when you and I got engaged.
Well, it didn't work out, but I learned a lot from that.
Did you? Important for us.
It's
to
that
know
white
that.
Smile you have.
That's what it is.
When you flashed that white smile, I was just. Mm-hmm. It was the
there end. I am. Yes. And by the way, in the next half hour, I'm going to defend your reputation. When it comes to things, there's rumors that are floating around about you that we have to straighten out. We're also talking about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 324-18.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Listen up, folks. You're going to hear something on the radio that you'll never hear again, and perhaps haven't heard to this point. This is unique stuff we have here. The Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, gets to let it all hang out. I'm Doug Steffen, hanging out with Michael Harrison, as far as that goes. So one of the people on the list this week, well, actually one of the stories, number four, is the Stormy Daniels case. And I'm looking at some of the other people that have been associated with President Trump this week. Rex Tillerson, Mike Pompeo, Sessions, McMaster, Pukin Putin, Larry Kudlow, Gary Cohn. The list goes on and on. What's wrong with this list? All of those people. If we were taking a test in school, and the teacher gave you all those names, and she'd say, all right, what name does not belong here? What name would you pick, Michael?
What name doesn't belong in the list that you just said?
Yes.
Vladimir Putin.
No.
Wrong.
I'm not sure where you're going with it.
I think all the people associated with Trump, of all of them, they're all politicians or wannabes working with him, except for Stormy Daniels, who said she's already had her way with him, and now it's time for him to pay. That's probably what's going on here.
I'll tell you, it's a great, on a serious level, it's great celebrity gossip, but I don't think it matters.
Nah.
I don't think that anything's going to come of it.
Of course not.
No matter what he did, whatever. I mean, I just don't think that Trump's personal life, which we all know about, and you can think about it whatever you want, I don't think it is a factor in what matters in terms of public policy, the future of the country.
Anymore. If this had happened 50 years ago, it would have been. But
if it had happened to Obama, if it had happened to, you know, that would have been it.
Can you imagine Mrs. Obama, Michelle, coming, going out and having a press conference? I'm going to divorce Barack Obama because he's not the man you think he is.
Well, that would have been a surprise. I gather that Richard Nixon, Barack Obama, and I don't know how far beyond that. I think George W. Well, I don't know about George W. I don't know. I would put my reputation.
The son or the daughter?
The son or the father? George H.W. Bush, we already know he's a tushy grabber. I think that Barack Obama and Richard Nixon were stand-up guys true to their wives in their marriages.
I don't know
what George W. Bush was like personally, because he was kind of like a frat boy kind of guy, and I don't know. We know about the father, which was surprising. We know Dwight Eisenhower had affairs. We know FDR had affairs. We know Kennedy had affairs. Lyndon Johnson, I don't know if anybody would want to have an affair with him, but so I'm not quite sure what he was sort of a crude guy in other ways.
A beast.
But I think Nixon just was absolutely in love with his wife Pat, and I don't think that Nixon strayed, and I don't think there's a scandal to be found in terms of personal stuff with Barack Obama.
No.
Trump, Clinton, well, Clinton paved the way for Trump. I mean, Clinton was a pioneer.
In lechery.
He was a great pioneer.
Pioneers in lechery.
Right. Men who have paved the way for us to have a much wider array of choices for president than just Goody Two-Shoes, Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter he lusted in his heart.
Yes, he did.
Which was an interesting thing that a lot of his political enemies try to use against him, but it was a very honest statement. And, of course, there is a major difference between thought and action.
Can't go to jail. Wasn't that, what movie was it? They wanted to put you in jail. Tom Cruise.
Vanilla Sky.
And that is
something that we are dealing with as a very real issue in terms of red flags for school shooters.
Yeah.
Do we arrest people for what we think they might do based on things they've said or their actions or their looks or, you know, these are issues that are very, very important right now.
Mm-hmm.
That whole Vanilla Sky issue. But Donald Trump, he's going to make it or break it. The jury is still out on his place in history, but it isn't going to be because of Stormy Daniels. It don't mean a damn thing, no matter what he did with Stormy Daniels. Doesn't matter.
Nope. Ancient history. Okay, number 8 on the list, Stephen Hawking and his passing. This sort of, again, everything is about celebrity. So it wasn't the fact that he died that created a controversy, but Gal Gadot, who is the star of Wonder Woman, probably didn't mean to offend anybody with her tweet, but she seems to have. On the day of his death, she mourned him by saying, quote, "Rest in peace, Dr. Hawking. Now you're free of any physical constraints. Your brilliance and wisdom will be cherished forever." That's all she said, and after that, people with disabilities and their advocates took offense when she said, finally free, the assertion was, that it was discriminatory toward people with disabilities. Can you believe that?
We are so screwed up with our political correctness.
Yeah.
That's like Bruno Mars is being attacked for culturally appropriating African American culture.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Cultural appropriation. That means if you dress up as an Indian, you are now insulting Indians.
Pocahontas.
Well, that's a whole other deal. That's an offshoot of it. But what I'm saying is that we're taking political correctness to absurd lengths.
Yep, we sure are.
And, a case could be made for all of us when we die that we are now free of the restraint. So are we insulting humanity?
All right, so here's the quintessential piece that I don't understand this week. Sean Hannity has Laura Ingraham on his program.
Laura Schlesinger. That'd be fun.
So the two of them discuss the Katy Perry kiss of the American Idol contestant. Now, what in the world? Why would anybody want to know what Sean, God love him, and Laura have to say about that kiss? Why is that in that world that they live in? It must have been a short day on the news totem pole to have the two of them discussing that. It just seemed rather silly to me. We've talked about this a little bit because we don't care that much about Katy Perry, it would seem. But I just
obviously a lot of people did. She wouldn't be number 10 on the people list, considering how many people are being talked about on news talk radio, the same format that Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity are part of.
Yeah.
So
right.
I guess part of it is the fascination for occasional social celebrity gossip, which we all love to engage into a small degree in news talk, and the fact that there has been a sociological political implication per the gay issue that you brought up earlier.
Yeah, well, there's lots of stuff that gets stuck in people's craws, and there's the gossip factor today is so amazing. It really is in terms of there's so much fakery there. Why are we now just talking about so-called fake news? Fake news has been around forever.
Of course.
People are making up stories about other people since print began. It becomes kind of silly. However, it does make for good conversation. 43 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's name, where you live, if you want to keep that private, then you really have a problem in this day and age because there is no privacy. Everybody knows everything about everybody. But sometimes the things you find when you Google yourself startle you because you sometimes find online things that relate to your personal information that are not true. Don't become a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with something called executive privacy. Executive privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in the field of making the web safe. With Reputation Defender, they have an executive privacy system that gets at the personal information so that it's scrubbed clean all the time. Your online search results, when you look to see all this stuff there, that's not me, that's not true. Well, they'll keep an eye on all this stuff. And if you need to have something that works on, if you're in a controversial position, running a business, whatever it is, you want everything to be clean, clear, through, and deodorized, too. That's why you make the call to Reputation Defender, 844-432-4886. That's 844-432-4886. Ensure that you and your family's personal information is completely safe and accurate. Make that call to Reputation Defender, 844-432-4882. Let me repeat that again, 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's executive privacy special packages just for you, 844-432-4882. You can go to ReputationDefender.com. and use the code Doug. That's ReputationDefender.com/Doug, or learn more, fix the problem, 844-432-4882.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Have you ever received a notice in the mail saying you're a member of a class action lawsuit? Many of us have, but that's beginning to change because of technology. Nowadays, more and more lawyers are seeking members for their class action lawsuits by using email and even Twitter. This allows them to recruit members more quickly, but it also has a downside. Using the internet makes it easier to file fraudulent claims, too. A federal judge recently learned in a case he was hearing that nearly 10% of the members of a huge class action lawsuit were fake. In one example, in Toledo, Ohio, more than 5,000 of the claims were from people who all supposedly lived in a single-family home. Holy Toledo, let's be fair. 5,000 people can't live in a single-family home, no matter how big it is. This fraud would have robbed the legitimate members of the class action lawsuit of nearly $500,000. And in some other cases, it could be millions. Learn more at CenterForAmericaTV.org.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply, in-store only, and 3/24/18.
All right, it's now 47 past the hour. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on in the world of conversation, including Michael's weekly review. And this is, he reviews lots of different things, but he has a new podcast that really follows in the steps of the old podcast, in that there are a lot of very interesting people in the world, and it's nice to get to know them. And somebody like Michael, who can get into the up-close and personal sort of life of folks who are interesting. This week, what are you featuring?
We have one of the last of the great crooners of the Great American Songbook, Steve Tyrell, and it's very interesting. And next week, we're going to have an exclusive interview with an old buddy of you and mine, Joe Lieberman.
Oh, so, I like Joe. Yeah, he's very
good. Yeah, it's going to be good. But so, Steve Tyrell, really cool. Yeah.
Have you ever seen him perform?
I've never seen him perform in person. I've seen video of him performing, and I've heard his records. And yeah. He became a star singer by accident. He's a producer.
Yeah.
And in the movie Father of the Bride, they needed somebody to sing The Way You Look Tonight in a different tempo than Frank Sinatra did it.
Yeah.
For the credits. So he did it, and people were sending in letters, who is this guy? And now he's had 12 albums. He's won 2 Grammys. He's won an Emmy. And he is a major number one Billboard Jazz Charts star for years, sells out all around the country, all around the world, venues, singing the standards. Yeah, he's got a kind of a smoky voice. He's kind of cool.
I saw him last year perform in Boston in a rather, it was a venue that was very personal. It was, I think there were probably 400
intimate
people.
Is the word.
And intimate, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah, it was about 400 people in the room. I found him very personable. I kind of knew who he was before, but now, having seen that and watched him work the crowd, he's very, very good and very personable, and his singing is good. And a lot of songs that he made popular, you don't know it's him, or you didn't remember, or you know the
right.
And that's what I think you underscore in the podcast one interview,
yes.
Michael Harrison interview that you can get to by clicking on to talkers.com, or you go to podcastone.com. Steve Tyrell, he's worth the attention. He really is. I'm glad.
MHinterview.com gets you right to it.
MHinterview.com. All right, I remember that, to underscore that. MHinterview.com. All right, this is DS with MH on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour, if you have any anxiety at all about things that people are talking about, I've got somebody here with me right now who's going to add to the anxiety. It's attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor at Bentley University here in Boston, leading expert on scams and identity theft, also somebody that always gives me great fodder when I ask him legal questions about some of the things that are in the top list from Talkers Magazine. But before we get to that, I want to talk about the newest credit card scam and what people can find out at scamicide.com about this important topic. If somebody steals your credit card number, runs up a huge bill quickly, I mean, it ought to be obvious to you, the thieves now are going for more subtle things. They get access to credit card numbers. They use it to create accounts at Spotify and Hulu and Netflix. I had my card stolen, and somebody used it to buy a whole bunch of things on Netflix. And it was $9, you know, it wasn't a big thing, so you don't notice it till the end of the month when you get your bill. $9 here, $18 there, that kind of stuff. So,
and repeated charges, and that's one of the things
right.
that they often do is these small repeated charges, and bam, you're hit for them. The good news, bad news is that if it is indeed is your credit card that's being stolen, and that happens all the time, your liability is limited to no more than $50 by federal law. However, if you're using your debit card and your debit card gets stolen and you don't pick up on that, that right away. Your entire bank account is at risk and can be lost. And this is one of these things when you hand over your debit card, which looks like a credit card, may even say MasterCard or Visa on it, if they ask, are you using this as debit or credit, it's always a debit. And the answer really only has to do with their billing of the bank. It's always coming out of your credit card. And, you've got to watch this very, very carefully because those charges can add up. And particularly if months go by and you've missed them, they can argue that you were negligent.
Yeah, right. So in order, you got to make sure your credit card statement is reviewed instead of waiting for the monthly. You check online every week probably, right?
It's a good idea. I mean, I had the same thing happen to me. Couldn't figure out what the heck it was. It was one charge that made no sense from British Columbia. And my credit card company was pretty good. Called them right away. They canceled the card. New one's on the way.
Good. All right, let's talk about Stormy Daniels and whether she has a case or not.
Oh, she's got a big case.
That was easy. I gave you that. Yes.
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating legally because it's a matter of that there was an agreement, but was the agreement valid if it wasn't signed by Donald Trump? And I've seen the agreement as filed in the court complaint, and no, it was not signed. So is it a binding agreement? There's a real question there. There's a question also about whether they agreed to do arbitration and if that arbitration was done or if she even got notice, or if that agreement for arbitration is based on the contract being allowed. I mean, this thing, I'm going to be talking about this in my classes, my law classes, for quite a while. There are a lot of interesting aspects of this, but it also brings up across the board these non-disclosure agreements that are used to settle disputes. This was also how, companies hide defective products by forcing people, okay, we'll settle with you. Here's your money. But neither you nor your lawyers can ever share any information. So some states actually will, as a matter of law, not allow these if they think it's a matter of public importance.
All right, let's spend a little time on the legalities of these investigations, continuing FBI investigations into Mrs. Clinton and the continuing investigation into whether or not there was a connection between the Trumps and the Russians. At the end of the day, what are we going to get out of this?
You're going to get nothing out of this because it has been investigated by congressional committees. It has been investigated by the FBI and law enforcement literally for years. And frankly, this is just a smokescreen. It's trying to counteract the legitimate investigation into what happened with Russia intervention, and not just into Russian intervention in the campaign. Even the Trump administration yesterday admitted that the Russians have infiltrated into our water and energy supplies and actually agreed to do some sanctions.
Yeah. Oh, wow. The business about the Russian who was poisoned, that all led up to some sanctions, I think, as well.
Yes, very much so. And as a matter of fact, when Trump agreed to the sanctions are against the people that did the infiltration in the election, not the poisoners.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Thank you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.